Hello there, it's Tanya Gabrielle, wealth astrologist, and welcome to your premium wealth forecast for December 2022, a powerful nine universal month with two amazing lunations, and we're going to cover all of that and of course the detailed astrology numerology for every day in December. So let's get started with the universal month number for December. Now, of course, you know November is an eight universal month, and that means December will be a nine universal month. And this is actually quite important. Just like March of this year was a nine, December is a nine, and it merges so beautifully with our six universal year in 2022. Six and nine are both numbers of love and being of service through compassion. Six is more the hands-on responsibility, be a mentor, counselor, parent energy. And so it's like human love. And nine is the number of the love for everyone, unconditional love, wisdom, and letting go completely, like being so open to release that all that's left truly is pure compassion and empathy. And it is also a leadership number because it has a big head at the top of the nine, which indicates a lot of wisdom from the previous eight numbers, one through eight, and the ability to use that wisdom in a position of leadership. So it really is leadership through love and wisdom. And it can indicate a big ego as well. So if you're on the shadow side of the number, it means you have a big head and feel that your way is the only way, and there's a sense of perfectionism as well. So since this number nine actually is ending the year, and nine does also govern endings, there will be a call to rid yourself of anything or anyone that is keeping you in a place of resistance or disharmony, frustration, really dealing with those issues within you, those feelings within you, because anything that makes your life feel heavy is loading up emotional stuff. You need to lighten up your life by letting go of that, by paying off debts, by ridding yourself of anything that you don't need. So this month will be a time to really help cleanse and heal anything that has just been experienced and now can be let go of. It is also a month to help others when you feel called to, resolving problems with others, relationships that have had conflicts. Those can melt away if you attend to them by really clearing the emotional stuff within you. Also, it's a beautiful combination of the number nine and the year of number six to enjoy the arts and music. Your creativity is very high when the 369 triad is activated. It will really help you gain courage and strength as you might be tested. So since nine is the final digit, there are obviously with the release process tests that can come up in order for the letting go energy to proceed. So whatever is stuck energy will appear, in other words. And so in order to help you with that, the arts, any kind of beauty will help you to just stay calm and neutral. And that way you can really reap the incredible fulfillment that can come with the nine energy. So it's really an incredible way to end a year because of the meaning of the number nine, also epitomizing endings. So then we have two lunations as usual. We have the full moon in Gemini on December 8th. It's actually December 7th in the Americas, December 8th universal time. It's at 4:08 a.m. in Greenwich, England. And then that would make it 11:08 p.m. in New York, 8:08 p.m. Pacific time. And that would be on the 7th of December instead of the 8th. So this Gemini full moon has the moon in Gemini at 16 degrees, exactly conjunct Mars at 16 degrees, retrograding Mars at 16 degrees, and they're obviously both opposite the sun. So that's actually quite passionate, fiery energy, even with Mars in retrograde. It really gives you a lot of initiative. This is a full moon, but there'll be a sense of initiative. Mars rules the first sign of Aries. Your instinctual nature will really want to stand up when things are difficult and get things resolved. But sometimes if your emotions, like this exact conjunction at 16 degrees, means if you get emotional, then you may feel irritable, impatient, just difficult to be with. So you have to be aware of that. The 16 actually is a sign. We have a triple 16 with the sun, Mars, and moon. That number is a sign that you're really needing to turn to your intuition. It's the number of intuitive breakthroughs. So it will help you to not get into an agitated state or a state where your temper might flare or somebody around you may exhibit those reactions. And that way you can stay in a very neutral place and use this energy actually to help you move ahead. This is exciting because the sun is in Sagittarius opposite the moon and Mars, and Sagittarius is a fire sign. And Mars rules, of course, Aries, another fire sign. So there is really fire energy, even though this is a Gemini full moon, an air sign, there is a lot of excitement here. Now, some of the aspects that they form are a trine to Chiron from the sun and sextile from the moon and Mars. And that indicates a lot of healing. The trine is a harmonious connection. And Chiron will be at 12 degrees Aries, which is the sign that Mars rules. So this is a lot of harmony that Chiron brings into the mix to allow us to connect to our heart and feel our way into whatever situation we need to through that heart-centered awareness. And that will be very critical in terms of just calming us down and, like I say, remain neutral. There's another double trine from the moon and Mars to Saturn and a sextile from the sun to Saturn. They create another triangle, and this indicates responsibilities, work-related upliftment, and bringing energy into balance regarding work. Saturn rules the 10th house in astrology, so there is a potential for attracting more business or more clients. And just being ready for that. It's exciting because Mars is involved, and that will really put some energy into the forward momentum regarding responsibilities, especially your career. Let's see. Then we also have an inconjunct, which is a quincunx. That's 150 degrees from the sun to Uranus. Uranus is at 15 degrees, almost 16 degrees in Taurus at this point, and the sun at 16 degrees in Sagittarius. And that also keeps the momentum going regarding changes, breakthroughs, revolutionary shifts in your life. And Uranus will be merged, as it has been for a while, with the North Node. So those changes all point to a new direction in your life. Finally, there is a gorgeous square from Venus to Jupiter. And between Venus and Jupiter, a square actually activates a lot of fortunate, lovely energy. So that will be also very, very helpful. And then the second lunation in December is the new moon in Capricorn, happening on the 23rd of December, 10:17 a.m. Universal Time, which means it's 5:17 a.m. Eastern Time and 2:17 a.m. Pacific Time. And that's, again, on the 23rd of December. And this one's exciting. Just like the Sagittarius new moon on November 23rd is at 1 degrees, this new moon in Capricorn is also at 1 degrees Capricorn. So there's a lot of new beginnings energy that's coming through over these next few months, indicated by the numerology code and the fact that it merges with the new moon symbolism of new beginnings. So there's a lot to celebrate, and this particular new moon in Capricorn creates a square that's almost exact, a double square to Jupiter in Aries. Now, Aries and Capricorn are both the signs that are cardinal, and the cardinal signs begin our four seasons. So, of course, this new moon is coming in literally a couple days after the winter solstice in the northern hemisphere, summer solstice in the southern hemisphere, and that's a big moment of the year. So, to make it even more exciting, this new moon is creating a square to Jupiter at 0 degrees Aries. These are both cardinal signs. The cardinal signs begin new energy. So, this is a new moon in Capricorn. So, the new beginnings theme is even more exciting. And Jupiter at 0 degrees Aries has now moved direct again. It was dipping into Pisces for a short time during the retrograde and now is back in Aries and will be there for several months, moving through that first sign after the retrograde. And so, this indicates a really beautiful theme of joyful, expansive new beginnings and a real sense of trust in the universe, in source, in creator, to just, go with the flow. And, Jupiter governs trust and hope and faith. So this gives us a lot of faith. It's lovely energy too, because Mars, the ruler of Jupiter, is in retrograde. So there's a lot of retrospection that's coming up during the holidays for all of us. Mercury also stations retrograde at the end of December and will be retrograde until January 18th. And so we'll have both Mercury and Mars in retrograde near the end of December. And this is very powerful energy when you combine it with the end of the year and this new surge of really spiritual light that is infusing our hearts and needs to be integrated, which is why these retrogrades from the mind planet Mercury and the energy libido planet Mars are actually going to really help us to stay in a place of neutrality and calmness and allow that to unfold and allow it to integrate, really. So this is very exciting. And another important transit is that Venus is trine to Uranus. So Venus will be at 16 degrees Capricorn and Uranus still at 15 degrees Taurus. These are Earth signs. This is an Earth sign new moon in Capricorn. And so forming a trine to Uranus in another Earth sign, Taurus, also helps with the grounding of energy, the balancing of energy, the feeling secure, feeling taken care of. This is all really lovely, lovely energy. There's also a sextile from Mercury to Neptune, where Neptune is in Pisces, has been for a long time, but Mercury is at 21 degrees in Capricorn, Neptune at 22 degrees Pisces. So this also infuses your thoughts with a lot more love and openness and the ability to feel things on a more galactic level as opposed to a narrow-minded level. Neptune really likes reaching out into other frequencies and open up to many possibilities. So this is a lovely sextile that accompanies the new moon as well. All right, so now it's time to dive into the astrology numerology for every day in December.